Hi, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Well, today's the last day of winter. Certainly appears that way out there now, doesn't it? With our second batch of snow that we talked about this morning now making its way through the WAMC and the News Channel 13 viewing area. It's mainly a snow event, although as you head to the south of the immediate Capital District, certainly down into the mid-Hudson Valley, we're getting a little bit of some sleet and perhaps a bit of freezing drizzle mixing in as well. A good chunk of Columbia County is being depicted as having a mix of precipitation here on our first warning live Doppler across, again, most of Columbia County, even into the southern Berkshires as well, to the south, say, of the Berkshire Spur. But everybody else is into the snow. The back edge of this is moving at a fairly decent clip now, crossing its way through the Mohawk Valley, now making its way through the Green and Ulster County Catskills as well as Schoharie County. Once that back edge pushes through wherever you are, that'll basically be it with this snow event. So really sort of a two-pronged event. Most of the snow fell overnight and into early this morning. Then we caught that break. There was a pretty decent dry slot this morning, but again, with the snow picking up, we'll add another couple of inches. Of most important note, though, with all of this, the roads have been recovered, if you will, with snow, and that is making for some rather treacherous travel in spots. I was just talking with Benita Zahn a little while ago. She saw a few cars spun out on alternate 7 there, if you're familiar with this part of the area between 787 and the Northway and Route 9. So, you know, just keep your eyes on the road if you're out and about today, and just be aware that the roads certainly will be slippery with this quick batch of snow, and certainly any sleet and freezing rain will not make things any better either. Taking a look at some snow totals, according to the Weather Service, some of the reports came from us here at News Channel 13 as well. This was as of about 11 o'clock this morning, but some pretty impressive totals as you headed to the north and west of the immediate Capital District. We're talking about anywhere from 8 to 10 inches across a good chunk of western Saratoga County. The Adirondacks did pretty well as well, too. Anywhere from 6 to 8 inches there, places like Wells and Lake Pleasant, even down into Montgomery County, 4 to 6 inches falling there, over into the hills of Rensselaer County, much the same, about 3 to 5, and again, Saratoga seems to kind of have the bullseye, at least as yet, with this particular storm. Over into the Greens did pretty well too, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow falling there. And the Berkshires, as I'm just kind of perusing all of this, looking at anywhere from 2 to 5 inches falling there. So pretty decent little storm. Again, we'll continue to see this snow pushing its way a little farther to the east as we head through this afternoon, and that'll be that. You just want to be careful on the roadways. Once we get into this evening, again, the snow will be done. We'll start to pick up a pretty good breeze out of the west, and it will be a rather breezy night tonight, the last night of winter. But winter is not going to be really going anywhere as we head through the next several days. Certainly tomorrow begins spring, officially 7:02 Eastern Daylight Time. But it will feel a lot more like winter out there through the day, a blustery day on tap. There'll be some lake effect snows going too. Some of the usual spots that we're talking about up into Herkimer and Hamilton counties down the Mohawk Valley as well. Perhaps a little bit of some snow flying there, courtesy of Lake Ontario. But the rest of us, mostly cloudy skies. We'll call it breezy temperatures. Will only make their way up into the upper 20s and low 30s for highs for the first day of spring. And then getting into the day here on your Thursday, not a whole heck of a lot better. Temperatures will be in the mid-30s, mostly cloudy skies, a few snow showers, and still a bit on the breezy side. And then as we head on into the weekend, things will improve a bit. Slowly but surely, as we'll get back into some sunshine here by Saturday and into the day on Sunday. As it looks now, temperatures will make their way up into the low 40s. And with this March sunshine, you know, look, by the time this weekend comes, it'll be characterized as late March. And so the suns will certainly feel a lot better out there. But anyway, in the meantime, I want to stress again that the snow continues to fall. You can expect another couple of inches falling. If you've not quite gotten into the snow yet, you will here very shortly. And then the snow will basically, it's moving more to the north and east than it is anything else. So it'll take a bit of time to slide its way through our area. But once it does, it'll be done. But in the meantime, again, it'll drop a couple more inches of snow, and it will certainly make for some slippery travel out there as we head through this afternoon. The timing looks okay for the evening commute. The crews, I'm sure, will be out doing their best to keep the roads cleared off and salted and all that kind of thing. So if you can hold off until the snow is done, give the crews a bit of time to clear the roads, you'll be in good shape. That's it for now. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great last day of winter. I'll check in with you in the morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.